You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
March the 31st, 2020, and as you heard at the top of the news a moment ago, and as I had predicted in the previous hour, once the news begins to break, it's going to take the headlines everywhere. That is, the U.S. death count from coronavirus, COVID-19, China virus, because it came from China, is now more than what they've recorded in China, or at least what they've told us they had dead in China. Either way, it's 3,400 plus for America and will be going up, unfortunately. Now, the prediction was that the height, the peak, could be in a couple of weeks, right on top of Easter, April 12th, and then gradually began to move out maybe over the next 2 to 4, 6 weeks after that. But Dr. Fauci is also saying the world could see another outbreak in the fall. That's considering if the virus does fade during the summer. Medical schools in Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey, graduating students early. No, they're not letting them go out without any knowledge of what they're doing, but they're just going to hold graduations early, get them out in the field so they can start helping. And more news as we begin to examine the virus as to what we know and don't know. A new study says it is possible that it could be airborne. Generally, it's thought that if you sneeze, then the droplets or something of that nature might come in contact with you or near you or something that you later touch. Now they're saying airborne, just your breathing, could put it into the air for someone else. To that extent, there continues to be a battle over wearing masks, should you or should you not. I had an expert in the last hour. If you missed hearing him, I suggest you go to Larry Connors USA Facebook, the podcast, that will be posted here shortly after this program. Larry Connors USA Facebook, and pull out that particular program. In short, he said, the mask can do some good, but the bigger problem is not so much to protect you from breathing the air in, but so that you don't touch something and then touch your face or near your mouth after you've touched something else. With that aside, Austria is now halting the spread of the virus by making it mandatory. If you're in a supermarket in Austria, you must be wearing a mask. President Trump signaling a phase 4 coronavirus stimulus package. This would be mainly aimed at building our infrastructure. It has nothing to do specifically with the disease and the virus, but getting the economy back on track. $2 trillion package again. China's manufacturing rebounding, recording an expansion as they have relaxed disease controls and allowed factories to reopen across China. That will in turn help the world market. Coronavirus currently leaving 3 of 4 Americans under orders to stay at home as more states impose various restrictions. The National Association of Letter Carriers reports about 2,000 U.S. postal workers now in quarantine, fearing that they might have been exposed. Postal Service has 630,000 employees. The New Jersey governor is now reversing course and says, all right, we will let gun stores stay open during this pandemic. They were originally shutting them down, saying they're not essential, and they fear people were just going to get guns, and that was going to lead to violence. And more people were lining up to buy guns. Now the governor admits, okay, let's just let them stay open. And here's something that should serve as notice to those on the left who want to, quote, have open borders or no borders or just simply allow anyone to come and go. President Trump, of course, had ordered between us and Canada and between us and Mexico specifically, while we already have our border in place anyway, now with the coronavirus fear, no one allowed to travel into our country. No one from Mexico nor Canada, unless you have just cause and can verify your health. And what it means is the Department of Homeland Security is grabbing up most southern migrants, and in less than 96 minutes, they're putting them back across the border. Say, we're not going to have an asylum case or anything else. Whether or not you are here illegally, our concern is health, and you're going back. That is part of the purpose of the border. Not just national security, but national health. Hollywood elite and all the rest of you leftists, are you listening? Probably not.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
COVID-19, coronavirus, is real. But despite all the hype, the fake news, there's no need to panic. Still, you want your environment safe for customers, employees, family. What can be done? How much would it cost? Who to trust? I can tell you, Wellington Environmental. Wellington Environmental would determine the best way to protect against COVID-19. Wellington Environmental can do it at a very reasonable cost. When it comes to trust, for more than 30 years, Wellington Environmental has been working with hospitals, nursing homes, universities, schools, even private homes. You don't last more than 30 years if you're not doing an excellent job. COVID-19 is a new health concern, but Wellington Environmental has the experience to give you peace of mind. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
My sponsors keep this program on the air, so my thanks to John Bill Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Bill Roofing. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
I have said, I don't think that you should really listen to what he says. You should listen to what the experts say. I'm not actually sure, if you want to be honest, that we should carry that live. I think we should run snippets. I think we should do it afterwards and get the pertinent points to the American people, because he's never, ever going to tell you the truth.
Don Lemon Fruitcake of CNNNN. And once again, for those who are not acclimated enough to the program to know already, when I call him Don Lemon Fruitcake, it is no reference to his sexual preference. I don't care. I call him that because he's nutty as a fruitcake. But there's Don Lemon Fruitcake saying we should not be carrying any of the President Trump news conferences live anymore, because he never, never tells the truth. Now, that's an out-and-out lie. You know that. You can't. I'm going to read his exact point again. He said, I think we should run snippets. I think we should do it afterwards and get the pertinent points to the American people, because he's never, ever going to tell you the truth. Really? Never, ever, Don? You want to chastise Trump and say that he's lying and not telling the truth to the American public? And with your platform and your supposed journalist, Big J, you're not a journalist. You stand there and say, I stand for everything that's right and truthful. And you just said the president is never, ever going to tell you the truth. I could break that down in so many different ways. But let me go to just one piece from President Trump talking about this battle with coronavirus.
Every one of us has a role to play in winning this war. Every citizen, family, and business can make the difference in stopping the virus. This is our shared patriotic duty. Challenging times are ahead for the next 30 days, and this is a very vital 30 days. We're sort of putting it all on the line. This 30 days is so important because we have to get back. But the more we dedicate ourselves today, the more quickly we will emerge on the other side of the crisis.
What was a lie in that? We need to work together. The next 30 days will be very important. We're putting everything on the line. We must try to follow the protocol and what they've been trying to lay out as to what we can and cannot do for social activities right now. Where's the lie, Don Lemon, Fruitcake? It's none. There is none. As I mentioned in the opening monologue of today's program, when you think of the resist movement you saw with France, when the resistance fighters inside France were helping our American troops and allied forces if they got caught behind the lines and helped them carry out acts against Hitler, they were doing it to save their country and to defeat Hitler. The attacks on Donald Trump by this current resist movement had nothing to do with trying to save the country. They had nothing to do with dealing with the coronavirus. They had nothing to do with saving you and your family. Their sole purpose is destroy Trump and use this, because Trump gets on there on these afternoon conferences, and you know why they don't like it? Because it's airtime and giving him a platform to speak. And they're trying to defeat him. Which, by the way, Don Lemon Fruitcake was making a statement as he was wrapping up his program or beginning his program last night, following Chris Cuomo. Chris Cuomo has issued a statement today that he has tested positive for coronavirus. Chris Cuomo, not the governor, but his brother, Chris Cuomo, the CNN anchor preceding the Don Lemon Fruitcake show every night. He's going to be doing his broadcast from now on for a foreseeable future from the basement of his home. Now, don't feel like he's stuck somewhere in the corner down near the heater living on a beanbag chair. I doubt it's quite that sparse. But we wish him well, because he's got a family. He's concerned. That's why he's going to stay in the basement, to isolate himself from his family. And so our prayers are with him as we would be with anyone else dealing with this virus, that he get better and get better soon, and that his family doesn't come down with it. No one's going to wish this on even their worst enemy. I hesitate what I'm getting ready to say, but I think I might have to probably redirect that statement and say, except for the left wishing that maybe Trump got it and the whole family got sick and maybe died of it. Larry, that's just too far. You think? You think when they talked about chopping off his head, taking young Barron, throwing him into a group of pedophiles, you think I'm going too far? I'll tell you who's going too far is the leftist media, as they continue to do what they can to attack the president regardless of his leadership. We've had some missteps early in this. I had, again, an expert on in the last hour, and we were discussing a piece out of the New York Times, The Lost Month, how a failure to test blinded the U.S. to COVID-19, that we were not fast enough to ramp up testing, that we were stuck in the same bureaucratic red tape and swamp that has always been there. I would call it, in this case, a quicksand. We could not move our feet to go faster. You want to blame Trump for that? All that's existed before he got there. He did start cutting through a lot of the red tape, continues to do so, giving directions that, listen, we're going to let pharmacies put these drugs out that if they'll help, let the doctors and their patients make their decisions. We're going to open the door for things of that nature. We're going to do what we need to make people well quicker. That's all good stuff. Could we have done better? I'm sure when we do a historical, and might even be hysterical, review in the future, we will find a lot of opportunities, missed opportunities. Our death count at 3,500 or so and going to be going up. And yes, we have more cases documented, deaths now than China, but that's what we're making our figures public. We don't get the public figures out of China. But again, when President Trump in his afternoon news conferences comes forward and make some statements, and then we'll let, you know, Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx and others come forward and make their statements. And Dr. Fauci has previously pointed out, you people, the media, you don't do us any good when you try to pit us against the president. We're all on the same page. May not be saying it exactly the same way, but in the end, we're all on the same page, and not once has this president tried to overrule us or tell us what we had to do. If you recall, Trump really wanted to open up the nation Easter Sunday, the 12th. So then he has to come back the other day and say, we can't do it. We're going to have to go for another 30 days. Did I hear Don Lemon Fruitcake and the rest of them saying, thank God he's not going to push us into crisis by insisting? Nope. What you get again is Don Lemon Fruitcake, that we shouldn't even be listening to the guy.
I have said, I don't think that you should really listen to what he says. You should listen to what the experts say. I'm not actually sure, if you want to be honest, that we should carry that live. I think we should run snippets. I think we should do it afterwards and get the pertinent points to the American people, because he's never, ever going to tell you the truth.
Never, ever going to tell you the truth? I think I've already debunked that. I'm not going to spend more time on that. But Lemon Fruitcake's not the only in the mainstream media with a base attitude. MSNBC, Chris Hayes, he continues to say how poorly this nation has been doing everything, and he lays it all at the feet of Donald Trump.
Here in the real world, by any objective measure, the federal response to the coronavirus pandemic has been disastrously flawed, marred by mistakes and delays that have handicapped our efforts to mitigate the spread of the virus. The U.S. has the most confirmed cases in the world, one of the sharpest rates of growth, and multiple outbreaks in different parts of the country. There is no question that our federal government has done a worse job in containing this than many other countries.
No question. No question. Of course, you're going to just accept the Chi-Coms as to what their death rate is and how they handled it. You're going to accept the fact that North Korea communists say, we don't have a single case in our country. Why do they accept it? Because it's coming from anyone that might not be associated with the White House. And for him to say we have made major mistakes. I just told you a moment ago, there are things we probably should have done, could have done better and differently, we should have. But Hayes also says these briefings are no more than propaganda sessions, turning into Trump rallies. We're going to get into that in more detail in a few moments as to how the left, and that's really what's at stake here, my friend. Not so much that Trump might not be telling you accurate information each and every time, but the fact that he's using this to build his base and rally. That's what they're worried about, because they got the election on the horizon. Who the hell's talking about the election lately? Where's Joe Biden? Where's Waldo? Where's Sanders? Where's Waldo? No one knows. No one cares at this point. Democrat convention may or may not be held when scheduled. And they know they're losing ground that they desperately need. But when they get a chance, when they get a chance to deal with the politics, they still want to look for a way to center it around Trump and, quote, his failures for any missteps in dealing with the coronavirus response. Example one. NBC News anchor Chuck Todd Sunday morning, was doing an interview with former Vice President Joe Biden. See, that's where they can find them. Get us on the Sunday program somewhere. And they did. Todd pointed to the Democrat campaign messaging on the pandemic and said a failure to take aggressive action could cost lives. That's what Biden and Democrats have been saying. So Todd said, do you think there is blood on the president's hands considering the slow response? Do you think there's blood on the president's hands, or do you think that's a little too harsh? Biden's response, he said there should be a laser focus. And he admitted, yeah, that might be a little harsh. But Chuck Todd trying to give Biden an open door to rush through and say, yeah, Trump has blood on his hands for every death in America. Does that sound like legitimate reporting and journalism? No, nowhere near it. The division that is happening across this nation is exactly opposite of what we should be doing at this point. And there's an article pointing out how it's dividing blue cities from red states coming up.
You want to look better, stronger, leaner? Visit my trainer, Jamie, and his team at Red Fitness Lounge in Clayton. Red Fitness Lounge, redefining exercise, changing how you think and look at fitness, one client at a time. Check it out, redfitnesslounge.com, redfitnesslounge.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
So this is a CNN commentary written by an analysis, I should say, by Ronald Brownstein, or Brownstein, I'm not sure, titled, Coronavirus is Dividing Blue Cities from Their Red States. Here's what he's talking about. We have, in recent times, cities such as St. Louis, Miami, Birmingham, Nashville, Atlanta, Jackson, Mississippi, Houston, Dallas, Austin. Mayors in those cities have passed and implemented a stay-at-home order. And they want that tight restriction expanded statewide. And the governors of each of those states are Republican, and they're not doing it. They are not emphasizing and imposing a statewide state order. The attitude of the governors, the Republican governors, is that we have imposed other uniform measures, but when it comes to a statewide stay-at-order home, we don't think we need to, because there are some counties you don't need to worry about. It's not like a populated area. That's where he's coming up with this title, Blue Cities, Red State, because in each of those it's a red state, but it's sparsely populated in various segments of Texas and Florida and so forth. The same governors have ordered checkpoints of those coming in from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, or even from Louisiana going into Florida to make sure that any of those coming in are going to be self-quarantining for 14 days or at least do the best they can. And that's the other part of this issue. How are you going to enforce? How do they can't even enforce a citywide quarantine, stay in your home. They can't do it. They cannot do it. There's no way. There's no way they can stay on top of it. That's going to be your biggest crime of the day. When I saw a few moments ago, there'd been a double shooting on one of the Metro buses in St. Louis. Well, somebody violated the quarantine. I guess somebody also violated another rule or two, which is another part of some of these blue-controlled cities and states. Look for this as an opportunity to get more gun controls. The mayor of New Orleans had insisted Well, because we have this quarantine, we're also going to add to that quarantine measure, close the gun shops. And a couple of states did the same thing. It has nothing to do with controlling the virus. It's Second Amendment controls. That's what they're after. This also gets down to, my friend, common sense on your part and of your family. You can't help everyone who wants to go out there and just walk around and be an idiot. Some folks have things they need to do. They need to go get store briefly, get back to and from their job. They're not bothering anybody in the confines of their car. Maybe you and your family members have to do the same thing. You're not going and hosting a big party of 60 or more, or even 10 or more. Common sense will prevail. Of course, that's the whole idea of diseases like this from time to time, improving the gene pool for the future. In this case, we have a serious virus. We need to be aware of it, and I think most folks are. And it's giving the left another way to attack President Trump. Stand by, please.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
So you're sitting in your favorite chair, sipping your coffee, and then you see it. What is that? It's moving. It's a bug. You don't care what kind. You just want it out of your house. And that's when you call Rottler Pest Solutions. In no time, Rottler's at your house taking care of that bug and all of his little friends. Now, you might think any pest control company could do the job, but with Rottler, all employees go through extensive background checks, and Rottler is proud to be the first company in Missouri to receive the Quality Pro Green designation. So after Rottler clears your house of any pesky critters, you can return to your favorite chair, back to your cup of coffee. Rottler Pest Solutions, Missouri's largest family-owned pest control company. And even better, they don't just serve the St. Louis area, but Columbia, Kansas City, Springfield, Fairview Heights. Rottler.com. Rottler.com. Rottler.com.
Baby, I got your number. Oh, and I know that you got mine. I called too many times. You can call me, baby. You can call me anytime. You got to call me.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Those press briefings have become his new apprentice. They've become his new rallies. And he treats the press and the media as if he's talking to the people in his rallies. It's the same thing. It's no different. It's just that the audience is not there.
That's Don Lemon Fruitcake on CNN, chastising President Trump, saying he's treating it like a rally, not an informative educational piece to bring the public up to speed upon what's going on with the virus. Well, of course they're going to say that. And any time the president says it's going to be good, we're going to get better, maybe better than before, we'd be better off, they again say, there he goes again, he's trying to rally votes. Obama is the one who said, elections have consequences. Elections have consequences. Trump won to the chagrin and anger and hate and sorrow and crying the tears of the left. But he won. He won. Elections have consequences. And now in the midst of this virus epidemic and legitimate health concern, he is the leader of the nation. It could have been, It could have been Hillary. It could have been Hillary. And she would be getting all this time. And if she were running for re-election, I would not be chastising her for using these conferences and saying it's a way to rally. I wouldn't do it. I'm going to accept the fact that she, I hate to even think about this. Every time I go down this road, I end up having nightmares for days after I have this program. And I'm fearful someone's going to edit the program and run me somewhere as saying Hillary won the election or Hillary should have been. No, I did not say that. I just did say it, but now don't edit it. And I told you I'm going to have nightmares. But elections have consequences. And if she had won, she would be leading our nation at this point. Just as if Bush 45 had not won, he would not have been the one leading us. Bush 45, 43, would not have been the one leading us at 9/11. It would have been Mitt Romney. Thank God it wasn't. Everything the president does carries the weight of the office and the political cachet that goes with it. It does. But what we have with the left again is what can we do to attack him over and over again? And that is say that every one of these news conferences, as we did a moment earlier in this same hour, in case you missed it, you want to go back and pull up the podcast. And not only pull it up, but share it with friends. Because I want them to hear some of the remarks from earlier. But basically the attitude of the left is that he's using this saying nothing that's true, nothing true, and using it only as a rally. It's not just Don Lemon fruitcake's attitude. Chris Hayes of MSNBC had the same attitude.
There's a reason the president keeps appearing at the coronavirus briefings that are supposed to be about fact-based updates. He uses them as propaganda sessions, regularly spewing misinformation and lies when he is at the podium. They have morphed into something akin to Trump rallies without the crowds.
Trump rallies without the crowds. And they hate it. They absolutely hate it. Because he's addressing the nation. No, we don't want to hear from our president, commander-in-chief anymore. We just want our experts to come on. Do you think if this event had happened during the Obama administration, they would be saying that we don't want Obama if they're talking about it, just bring the experts up? The whole idea of being the president is you go to the forefront of this thing. And you can consider, some can complain, you're going to be making political points and so forth. I get it. And those who are in that position, they get it. It's for the same reason I've discussed with you before. When there's a natural disaster and the president flies over and arrives on helicopter one and lands and takes a tour, he does not need to do that to have it declared a federal disaster area. He has teams on the ground at FEMA and their experts, the Army Corps of Engineers. They give him the details. They are the ones basically saying, yeah, we need federal disaster aid. The president is not needed to go into there and walk the ground and see the tornado damaged area or hurricane swept water area. There's nothing he does by being there that changes a thing, except for being a photo op. And except for being maybe used in some future campaign by his own candidacy or a future political party. But the American people like the fact that the president comes. He's not going to be immersed in their filth and their waste and their nights without power and warmth or heat, whatever they might need at that point. But he's there. And it is mostly a photo op. I'm not knocking the president's doing it. I'm just acknowledging what it is. And if you're honest about it, you see it as well. But on political perspective, some say, well, it's not a photo op if Obama comes in. It is a photo op if Trump goes in. It's not a photo op if Obama would be addressing the nation during such a crisis as this, but it is if Trump does it. And, of course, we are in the election cycle. And it's coming on fast and furious, and they cannot get enough airtime for any other, well, Biden, I guess, is the candidate standing at this point. They can't get anything for them. And Don Lemon Fruitcake is again of the attitude, this whole thing is just rigged from the beginning.
If you ask a question, that is a legitimate question. And if he doesn't like the question, he is going to say, whether you're being mean or not, or whatever he wants to call it, he's going to say, that is a mean, nasty question. Why? Because he wants his base to think that the media is being mean to him and they're attacking him. It is all a plot. It is all orchestrated. And if you can't see it, I don't know what you're looking at.
That's what he's saying. If you can't see it. That's a reference to question. Well, Jim Acosta was at one of the briefings the other day. Yesterday. And Jim Acosta, of course, has made a habit of throwing himself into the center of the stories each time. Warring with the president. Not just asking a question, but looking to take cheap shots. The president decided to give Acosta a chance to speak. Now, Wolf Blitzer on CNN, later in talking to Acosta, because Acosta also agreed that these briefings are basically PR stunts. But Jim Acosta yesterday raised his hand, and here's the president beginning, and here we go.
Go ahead. Let's give it a shot.
Sir, what do you say to Americans who are upset with you over the way you downplayed this crisis over the last couple of months? We have it very much under control in this country. The coronavirus is very much under control in the USA. It's going to disappear. It's like a miracle. It will disappear. At March 4th, we have a very small number of people in this country infected. March 10th, we're prepared. We're doing a great job with it. It will go away. Just stay calm. It will go away. What do you say to Americans who believe that you got this wrong?
And I do want them to stay calm. And we are doing a great job. If you look at those individual statements, they're all true. Stay calm. It will go away. You know it is going away. And it will go away. And we're going to have a great victory. And it's people like you and CNN that say things like that, that it's why people just don't want to listen to CNN anymore. You could ask a normal question. The statements I made are, I want to keep the country calm. I don't want panic in the country. I could cause panic much better than even you. I could do much. I would make you look like a minor league player. But you know what? I don't want to do that. I want to have our country be calm and strong and fight and win. And it will go away. And it is incredible, the job that all of these people are doing, putting them all together, the job that they're doing. I am very proud of the job they're doing, that Mike Pence is doing, that the task force has done, that Honeywell and Procter and Gamble and Mike and all of these people have done. I'm very proud. It's almost a miracle, and it is, the way it's all come together. And instead of asking a nasty, snarky question like that.
You could have asked something better. I'll finish a statement for you, Mr. President. It was a snarky little question. And, of course, throwing in that Mr. Pillow, Jim Acosta, when on with CNN White House correspondent, on with Wolf Blitzer, talked about that. He said the president could come out and say things instead of doing PR stunts like bringing Mr. Pillow out, giving a plug for his company. There's a reason he had him on the stage, but they don't want you to know that. They just want to see it as a PR stunt. And there's another part of it that they really detest. I'll explain when we continue.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Oh,
is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
So yesterday in the Rose Garden, as the president was again giving one of his briefings, along with his experts on where we stand on coronavirus and dealing with it, and as you've heard, Don Lemon Fruitcake, Chris Hayes of NBC, I'm sorry, of MSNBC and others, chastising the president, saying you're just using these as political rallies. And then on top of it, he brings in the Mr. Pillow guy. Oh, and they mock that immediately. They're talking about Michael James Lindell, of course, American inventor, businessman, who's founder and CEO of MyPillow. But the bottom line is he brought him up there because it's one of the companies that has been contributing and retooling. We've already talked about various motor companies retooling to come up with devices to help build more ventilators, things of this nature. Mike Lindell said, look, in my factory, we can retool and we can turn out masks right away. We're working on doing that, and I forget what the numbers are right now, but that's what they're doing. So we're praising members of the community, businesses, individuals, doing what they can. And Lindell said, in fact, he was among several business leaders who were speaking at that presser. And he said, we're going to produce these cotton face masks starting at 10,000 and go to 50,000 a day to make them available for anyone in the world, anybody that wanted them in our country or even beyond. But when the president did that, here's what some of the reaction was. The MSNBC anchor, Alves Shi, reacted. Trump just called the Mr. Pillow guy up to the podium. You cannot make this stuff up. Morning Joe co-host Mika Brzezinski tweeted, is that the pillow guy? Do I need to turn the volume up? I was waiting for the doctors. Let me see, a Miami Herald reporter. The Mr. Pillow guy was at the coronavirus briefing. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, do we need SNL this Saturday? If this had been a skit, we'd thought it was fake, right? You can't make this S up. A never Trump commentator. Well, imagine my relief that the Mr. Pillow guy is on the job. They're mocking him. And I get that they're going to mock any. If it had been the head of one of the corporations they brought up, did the same thing. But here's the real thing that got to them. Oh, by the way, CNN, when it happened, they suddenly broke away. They broke away. Broke off their coverage. Said, we'll be back. Take a short break. And I don't know if they spent all their time in a commercial or if they spent time chattering and talking, and then once Linda was no longer up there, then they went back. But here's the part that bothered them the most. Not so much that Trump brought him up. But Lindell stated this. God gave us grace on November 8th, 2016. That's right, the date Trump was elected. To change the course we were on. God had been taken out of our schools and lives. A nation had turned its back on God. I encourage you to use this time at home to get back in the Word. Read our Bible. Spend time with our families. That really broke it off with the mainstream media. He's up there at a White House briefing talking about reading the Bible and God. And they hate it. So they mock him. And you know what they're doing is they're also mocking you. Now, whether or not you buy his product or don't, that's between you. And whether or not you agree with everything I just read that he said, again, that's your choice. But for the most part, for the resist movement, it would not have made any difference at all. If he had just been one of the ones standing up there, they might have cited him anyway. I don't know. What they're going to do is constantly look for a way to divide rather than unite. Now, you can say, well, Larry, some people spend time with their families and read our Bible. That could be breaking some people apart. All right. But that's how far we've gotten in this country. And this Not the way this country was founded. So, we're going to have to see how the next few days go. And there are other companies that are stepping up to do their part to help out. I'm going to tell you one now, and I waited for this specific time right now because I'm getting ready to go off the air. And I watched it happening behind me. We are near a Taco Bell. And they have had cars after cars going through because Taco Bell has declared today free tacos because of a thank you, offering a thank you during the pandemic. Ring the bell to Taco Bell. They'll give you free taco, as many as they can. They're going to give away at least 1 million. Only one per customer, I'm sure. As a thank you. Is it going to solve the pandemic? No. Going to make you feel a little bit better? Might. Make you a little sicker? I don't know. Personally, I like them. Now you know. But I hope I can get over there before you get there. Back here tomorrow. Book it.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors, USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.